me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
To stand for the Lord, to make a stand for the Lord, and not much of nothing, but he called me to stand in the gap and make it the hedge. He called me to stand on the promises of God. He called me to stand by faith, to not only live by faith, but to stand by faith. Wherever he sends me to preach, I'm going to preach and make a stand and lift up God's standard to a lost and a dying world and tell the world how to get saved. I'm so glad that someone told me. I'm so glad that the man of God stood in the gap for me and made up the hedge and told me and warned me to flee from the wrath to come. And thank God I obeyed that form of doctrine that was delivered unto me. The preacher preached it right. And he preached it. He practiced what he preached. And he was preaching out of the King James Version Bible. I suggest you get you a King James Version Bible. Don't get no watered down gospel near me. I don't want the Word of God that's been taken out of context or wrestled with or so-called revised. You can't revise something that's already perfect. You can't simplify God's Word. The Word of God is spiritually given, and it must be spiritually discerned. And therefore, the Bible says, them that are not saved cannot understand the Word of God. They don't have the mind of Christ in order to understand the Word of God. They're blinded by the God of this world. Their mind is blinded. Their eyes are blinded. Their ears are deaf. Their heart does not understand. But when a person gets preached to by someone who's really born again and saved by the grace of God and then schooled by God and sent by God and who's living the gospel, thank God the message will find a place in the lodging part of your heart, and the Lord will give you those eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand, let you understand where you stand with God. And we all stand dead in trespasses and in sins, and we all must be quickened and made alive. The Bible says too that all the promises in God are yea. Every breath of the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, the Lord give us a host of promises. Good promises if we was to do good, but bad promises that shall come upon us if we would do evil. That's why it says in Deuteronomy, in different places in the scripture, I lay before you this day. He said, I will lay before you this day good, and I will bless you if you do good, if you seek my righteousness. If you follow me and seek my face, he says, then I will bless you and it will be for good. But he says, also I lay before you this day that if you don't listen to me, he says, that evil will come upon you and he will turn the devil loose upon you. He will stand aside and his mercy and withdraw his mercy, and anything is subject to happening if we go against God, if we go against the grain of God's word. Nothing good is going to come out of it. But to tell you, just because we're not consumed overnight, don't mean God's not watching. He's long-suffering. He's hoping that each and every one of us would turn it around, would come back to him. And so many times that what the Lord had promised that he was going to do, he did it not when he saw that the people turned and repented and came back to him. And so he turned, and he did not bring down the judgment or the full force of judgment like he promised that he would. If we turn, God will turn. If we turn from our sins and repent, he will repent of the evil that he said that he would bring down upon us. But I'm here today to share with you the good word of God. And no one is exempt from these things. Now, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And even if you don't acknowledge there's a God, and if you don't acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that he died for your sins, shed his blood for you, went to hell for you, and was raised again for you, he was delivered for all offenses and raised again for our justification. If you don't believe all that, your faith is not going to make the promises of God of none effect. God had promised, and these promises are going to follow through, just like he promised in the first world, that he was going to destroy the first world. world by a flood. He promised them that. And he told Noah to build an ark for the saving of his house. And Noah moved with fear by faith, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. And he destroyed the first world because he said he would, because they got more evil. And they were so vile and evil after man fell to sin. Adam and Eve fell to sin. They were cast out of the garden. And subsequently, they had Cain and they had Seth. Excuse me, they had Cain and Abel. But Cain slew Abel, and then Seth was born. And then after that, many more children were born. Adam and Eve were having children for over 300 years. Adam lived 950 years. But they were having children for a very, very long time. And that's how they populated the earth. But nevertheless, each generation that came up was more wicked than the previous generation until it repented God in his heart that he made man. So he promised that he would destroy the earth by a flood. And he did. After Noah preached to them 120 years, rising up early, preaching to them and building the ark, preaching to the people and building the ark. But no one responded. No one responded in a positive way. They threw rocks at him. They mocked him. And they said, yeah, God's going to send a flood, when they never did see a rain before, because the dew used to come up from the midst of the earth and water the ground and all the vegetation. They didn't know about no storms as far as, they didn't know about any, as far as rain and, you know, a waterfall of rain. But he promised that he was going to send that. And he did. He opened up the windows of heaven and destroyed the first world by a flood to fulfill his promise. And also he made the most important promise to Adam and to everyone also after that, as far as he promised in the Garden of Eden that he would send a conquering seed to bruise the serpent's head. And that promise was fulfilled through the lineage of Adam. And then the Bible talked about Seth, and then Seth all the way up into the household of Noah. And Noah was carried over to the new world. And then through Shem, the seed of promise was promised. And through that lineage, through the household of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs of Israel, of which one was Judah. And thank God, Jesus, as a promise, came out of the line of Judah, fulfilling all the promises, born of a virgin, made under the law, coming forth to redeem us who is under a curse of a broken law. But praise God for the promises in Christ are all yea. And unfortunately, he promised that he would also destroy this present evil world by fire because of sin. Now, America and the whole world is repeating the same sins that caused the first world to be destroyed by flood. What were they doing back then? They were buying, selling, and trading. Now, that's not so bad, but that's all they were doing. They had no time for God. They had no time for God. They were just buying, selling, and trading. They were in adultery. They were in fornication. They were marrying, giving in marriage. There was violence upon all the face of the earth. There was homosexuality. There were just different types of sins that, like I said, each and every generation rose up that was more evil than the generation that preceded it. And so it repented in God's heart that he made man, and he fulfilled the promise in destroying them. But he always has an ark of safety. Now, he had that ark of safety for Noah, and these days, in this present evil world, the only ark of safety is Christ Jesus. You got to get in Christ, and Christ has got to get in you. I'm going to tell you how to get into him, and he's got to get in you. And that comes by hearing the gospel preached, and then responding in a positive way, repenting of your sins, turning from your sins, calling the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and he saves you, and you'll know it, you'll feel it, he'll get alive in your heart. I'm talking about genuine salvation. I'm not talking about denomination. I'm not talking about joining church. I'm not talking about turning the case and do-betters. Amen. Turn over a new leaf. I'm not talking about going through the formality of religion. I'm not talking about getting baptized in the water. I'm talking about being baptized with the Holy Spirit by the baptizer, the Lord Jesus Christ, into his own body. He's got to do the saving. He's the Savior. He's got to do the baptism because he's the baptizer. You see, one Lord, that's Jesus. One faith, that's in Jesus. And one baptism, and that's by Jesus. That's by the baptizer. He's going to baptize you, like the scripture says, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Jesus performs that upon you. He performs the operation of faith upon you. He takes the stony heart out of you, puts a brand new heart of flesh in you, and breathes in his presence. And that must happen to you, my friend, because right here it talks about, in the scripture, excuse me, in Isaiah chapter number 51, verse number 6. Now these are more promises, and it goes right along of what I've been already saying. Let's just read right here and see what it says. It says, lift up your eyes to the heavens. He says, I want you to lift up your eyes and look at the heavens that you see with your natural eye. And I want you to take your natural eye and I want you to look around. Look around upon the earth beneath. Look at everything. He says, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke. He's telling him that what you just looked at in the heavens and what you just looked at all over the earth, he says, the heavens are going to vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. That's a promise. He's going to destroy this earth, and it's just getting more filthy like a garment. It's waxing old, and it's going to decay one day after a while completely. And our culture is decaying right now before our eyes. I mean, we're crumbling. I mean, God have mercy. America and all over the world, the social depravity that we're in, this downward spiral, this culture of sin, this culture of hate, this culture of foolishness and folly, the culture of homosexuality, the culture of so-called transgender, the culture of loose living, the culture of adultery, the culture of fornication, the culture of rape, the culture of incest, the culture that kills babies, abortion, the culture, I mean, embedded and come from a lot of our government policies, their law written in the books of the United States of America, that it's legal to kill your own baby, that it's legal for two men to get married, when God says it's an abomination in the sight of the Lord thy God for man to lay with man and woman to lay with a woman. God have mercy. These things are going to happen, and that's a positive sign of the Lord's return, that he says in the last days there shall be homosexuality. The Bible says in the last days there shall be violence upon the face of the earth. The Bible says in the last days there shall be a religious people that went through the formality of religion, but yet denied the power thereof. Poor, pitiful, lost church members. And he talked about that he's going to destroy this earth. He's already destroyed the first world by flood. He promised that he's going to destroy this present evil world by a fire. And then all the promises in Christ are all yea. But also he says that his everlasting salvation is a promise too as well. That whatsoever the Lord saves, he keeps. We're saved by grace, kept by the power of God. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. Thank God all the promises in Christ are all yea. He says he lays before us today good. If we would seek him, we shall find good. And he also lays before us today evil, that if we would sow to our flesh and keep going the opposite way against God's word, then we're going to be destroyed. That's a promise. And he's going to redo this earth. And that's a promise. Where the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The best is yet to come. God have mercy. I hope you get in. I'm preaching to you, praying for you. God bless you. Until this time next week, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Give me the Bible, Star of Gladness. Clean.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the Lord.